From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome into our program. This is the weekend edition of Life Change. Dino Padrone talking to you here from Florida. Glad that you're listening in, and on these weekend editions, we always bring on guests and people that have testimonies they can give us, talking about their books that they've written perhaps, or talking about a specific journey that they've been on. Some tell us about how they were converted and came to Christ. It's a wonderful time. Monday through Friday, as you know, we do our Bible studies. And then on Saturday, we hear the stories of individuals who live out their faith. And so one of those individuals that will be joining me on the Fridays is my dear friend, Jerry Traister. And Jerry is with us today on the program. And today we're going to talk about Jerry's journey. And Jerry, welcome. We're delighted you're on the program with us today.
Thank you, brother. It is good to be with you. And I am just thrilled with the opportunity to share what God has done in and through me, in many cases, in spite of me. I shared with you before we came on the air that I'd like to give my testimony. I did not come from a Christian home. My parents were very moral and did not allow us to do a lot of things and all of that. But I went to what was called the American Sunday School Union, and our neighbor would take me in their car along with my three older sisters. And between my junior and senior year in high school, we had a special service. They called it a homecoming, and they invited David Fisher. My home was near Katanning, out in the country, Katanning, Pennsylvania, and David Fisher was the pastor at Homemaker Chapel, and he was invited to be the guest speaker. I think he spoke on heaven, but as I was leaving that service that Sunday afternoon, I was under conviction, and the missionary, Harry Fink, said to me, "Jerry, don't you want to get things straightened out with the Lord?" I burst into tears, and he walked with me up to the front of that little one. It was actually a two-room old schoolhouse, and there my dear brother led me to Christ. And David told me, after he took me through the scriptures and I prayed the finished prayer, he said to me, "You know, we are now brothers in Christ." He had no idea what he was saying. I had four sisters at that point and no brothers. And I was just thrilled with that God had provided me with brothers. And then he said, of course, all the women that know Christ, they're your sisters. And I'm still not sure to this day if I'm ahead or behind that, but I'm sure grateful that I came to know Christ on that special day.
And that was David Fisher. David recently went home to be with the Lord. And I remember when we were at Davis, we had a special day for you and brought him in. And that was a wonderful time for all of us. Well, Jerry, once you did this, things began to happen in your life. I mentioned to you just before we went on today that you and I have been friends almost 60 years. Now,
yeah,
the fact is...
That's hard to believe, but it is true. Yep.
The fact is that we are both just 40 years old. It's amazing that it has been almost 60 years.
Yep.
But from there you went where?
Well, I had a hunger for the scriptures, and I shared that with Dave Fisher, and he said, "You need to go to practical." Well, I never heard of practical. I had never been out of Armstrong County. I was a country boy, and he said, "It's up in New York." Bottom line, I did go there, and my goal was to go just for 1 year, but I stayed the course for the 3 years. And it's interesting, and I shared with you earlier about God's provision, protection, and providence. Now, here comes the providence of God. my senior year, I was not going to travel back home to Katanning over Easter. That was a long trip. There was not interstates to travel on. So they said, yes, I could stay. And they asked if I would man the front desk. And I was willing to do that. And in the meantime, for the past 2 years, I had been asked by the president's wife, Mrs. Robb, if I would be the student director of the release time program, where we take kids out of the public school and teach Bible. And New York has a strong regulation on that. And I reluctantly said, yes, I didn't know a thing about what I was doing, but she said she would work with me, and she did. Well, now back to Easter break. Last year, 1967, I'm manning the front desk and a lady walks in, and I don't know that she even introduced herself. She just said, anybody around here know anything about release time? Now, there's the providence of God. I just happened to be the student director. I shared that with her. She introduced herself as Reba Miller, the area director of Children's Bible Ministry in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. And she said, tell me what you do. And I talked to her about release time. She talked to me that they had just started release time in Franklin County when they had 72 students taken out of the public school for two schools. And she said, come and help us at summer camp. Well, the bottom line, I did that and stayed for 17 years. And it was quite an adventure.
Yeah, that's something, Jerry. And God really used you in that issue. But you didn't stay regionally. I mean, you did a great job with the regional ministry. Those who live in the Franklin County area remember well Camp Joy L, which is still going very strong today, which is something that you built, that whole campus there, and it's been increased upon. But from there, you went on to the national. Tell us about that.
Well, I need to brag on the Lord. I believe that when I was at Practical, that was foundation for life for me, right out of the scriptures, and a tremendous help. And then from there, I went to Chambersburg, came and stayed, as I said, for 17 years. And when we left to go to National, we were reaching 2,500 students every week, taking them out of the public school, running 32 buses. And that those buses and the drivers were all donated. And we had 500 volunteers helping every week to listen to verses, to lead the singing, et cetera. I found my wife while I was here in Chambersburg. She was from Tennessee. And I always felt, you know, that I was left out. I thought I should get a wife from Practical because that lady would be in tune with what I wanted to do, and that was to serve the Lord. But here, Marie was a veteran in CBM, had started in third grade by memorizing her verses, and then went off to CBM camp there in Elizabethton, Camp Tappawingo, had memorized those 300 verses and stayed on as a camper and then became a junior counselor. So she was way ahead of me and then wound up going to Philadelphia College of Bible. And we met at a national conference and got married, had two children, and all of that took place while I was here in Chambersburg. And God provided through Camp Joyelle, and that was a blessing, and oh my, God's provision in a wonderful way. Then in 84, I was asked to serve as the national director for CBM. At that time, there was about, I believe, at 9 camps across the country, and the headquarters was in Lakeland, Florida. And my job was, of course, to visit those areas and encourage the staff, recruit volunteers, recruit full-time staff, and recruit summer staff for those camps. I enjoyed that, but it bothered me that we had no major footprint to declare what CBM was doing. When I was down there in Florida at the national office in Lakeland, they took me to that office, and it was just a four-room building. And I just couldn't understand how a work that big could run on such a small campus. That never left me. So during my time as national director, I encouraged board for us to consider moving the national office someplace central. You understand, brother, when you go to Florida, you go no place else. You got to turn around and come back. And with work running from clear down to Florida up to Pennsylvania, the national director had an awful lot of traveling to do, and I wanted to move the office midway, someplace in Tennessee or in the Carolinas. And the Lord opened the door for us to a place called Wafloe, which is right outside of Gatlinburg. Marie told me about the Smokies. We went down there, met the lady, and she said, and I'm cutting to the chase here, but she said she would quit claim 10 acres of the 100 acres to CBM for our national headquarters, and I was just elated. National board said, yes, we could move, and we did, and it was just wonderful to see what God was doing. And then I got a call from a young man in Chambersburg, Dino Padrone, to ask if I'd find myself coming up to Open Door to work with you there for, at the church. I was very reluctant to do that. In CBM, the kids were encouraged to memorize 300 verses by us going in the public classroom and then attend a free week of summer camp if they had recited those 300 verses to their school teacher. And I just thought this was great. And then for them to return, they'd do correspondence lessons. So it became the ministry of the three C's: classes in the winter, camp in the summer, and correspondence lessons to get them back into the program. Now I had to make a decision. And you remember that well, I'm sure.
Yes, I do remember that well. We were so delighted to have you come. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone talking to you today. And this is our regular weekend program. My delight is to have my dear friend Jerry Traister on with us today. In the weeks to come, on our Monday through Friday broadcasts, often on Fridays, we will have a special guest on with us. They'll be the same individuals, will be part of our Life Change family. And Jerry will be one of those people, and we'll be studying the Word of God together. In fact, I think, Jerry, you're on the 22nd coming up here soon. And when we think about that, we think about some of the things that I know you want to deal with. And I'm looking forward to the Bible studies that you'll be providing for us. Jerry, you talked about coming to the Open Door Church. And of course, that was a great church in my heart. I spent 25 years pastoring there. And what a delight to have you and I ministering together there. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I think what it helped me to understand was that there's a lot of people in the local church that are prayer warriors. And if I'm not careful, I think they're just pew warmers. They just come at the church. I was spoiled when I was in Chambersburg the first time with CBM with the release time program. We had the cream of the crop, people from various churches. They came for, if you would, the second blessing. They were willing to work in their local church, but also work every week in release time. But I learned that there's a lot of people that just cannot do that second blessing work. They have their own work to do, their home to take care of, but they are prayer warriors. And I remember a number of situations where you would call me into the office and share with me the concern, and I would give you my counsel, but oh, what a joy it was for me to walk out realizing you were the senior pastor and you could make the decision and it rested on your shoulders. And I prayed for you and God used you in a mighty way. And the other thing that I appreciated, you asked me to serve as the director of development at the school. The school was doing well at that point and it continues to this day. But someone had to be responsible for raising finances. You remember Art Brown. Art Brown used to say, "Here comes Traister, look out, he'll want to know if you want a blessing." And I really believe Art kind of tagged me as that person that's always asking people for, if they want a blessing. And of course, to get a blessing, you need to be involved and do what God would have you to do. And I had the joy of getting a lot of volunteers at the school involved in the various aspects of the development program. And that was fun. I enjoyed that very much. And to this day, we have friends that we met there at the church. And I'm back there now as a layperson in the church. And some of those dear people are still with us. Many the Lord has taken home. But it was a delight. Now, you remember, I believe I was there maybe one or two days, and you called me in and said I might be leaving. I couldn't believe it. You had asked me to be with you many times. And here I said yes, and I moved from Tennessee to the church. And now you said you might be taking another church. And I thought, oh, my. But that did not happen. You stayed on for 5 years, and then you went on to Florida, I believe. And then I stayed on and worked with the church clear up to 2000, I believe. But it was an exciting adventure for sure.
Well, you're such a leader, Jerry, and you have so much that you bring to the table. Of course, you and I are dear friends, and so it's easy to work with you. And but I remember so many wonderful accomplishments at that ministry working together. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. Again, this is Dino Padrone talking to you. And Jerry Tracer is on with us today. He'll be a regular on one of our Friday programs every month as we have some of our Fridays sharing the Word of God with various friends of ours who will be regulars. Monday through Thursday, you can hear our program on all of these various stations. And we're delighted that we have the Friday program, and we'll be sharing it with some of our good friends. Well, Jerry, we began with David Fisher, the conversion. We went on to the Practical Bible Training School days, Pennsylvania CBM Ministries, then the National Ministry, Open Door Church of Chambersburg. That's quite a lifetime, but we're not done yet, are we? After the Open Door Church, there was another step that came along.
That's interesting, yes. Well, in 2000, I got a phone call, and it really was, I guess, maybe 1998 or so. Mrs. Bell, the lady that gave CBM property down in the Gatlinburg area, wanted it back. It was on a quick claim deed, and they said, would you come down for Christian arbitration? I went down, and Mrs. Bell was told by the arbitrators, if you want the property back, you'll have to buy it back. That was at Wofloy. She did that. That money was invested. I went back to Open Door, and 2 years later, or thereabouts, I was called to ask if I would be willing to serve as the national director once again. And so for the next 11 years, the Tracers moved back to Tennessee, and we moved to Townsend, Tennessee. It was fascinating what God did during those 11 years. The office was moved to Wofloy, and then they rented space in Gatlinburg, and then we moved the office to that place that is now the national headquarters close to Townsend. And God has blessed in a wonderful way of reaching many, many people. There's exposure there. We now have 100 acres, and there's many, many buildings on it at Tuckaleechee Retreat Center near Townsend, and we train the missionaries there, and then they're sent out. And when we're not using it, church groups rent the place, and that finances helps to keep the work moving forward. One of the highlights, Dino, and you are very much aware of this, shortly after we got there, my wife became the innkeeper, and we were told by the Lee reunion people they needed another building for more room. Their family was growing, and we only had two buildings at that point. So we said, well, yes, we'll go ahead and schedule to build a building and have it ready for them in 1 year. Then I had the fun of going around to churches and saying, my wife has scheduled a building to be used that doesn't exist, and we need to get it built. And God provided in a phenomenal way. In 1 year to the day, the Lee reunion arrived at Bear Lodge there in Tuckaleechee, and we had the ladies in cleaning the carpet and making up the beds to a brand new building, and they used it for the first time. And to this day, it continues to be used along with many other buildings in that area that God has blessed CBM with. It was a wonderful 11 years to watch the providence of God take place in so many different areas.
You know, when you mentioned early on in your sharing about your journey, Jerry, you used three words: provision, protection, providence. I'd like to add a fourth word to that. It's the word purpose, because it's obvious, looking at what God did in your life, about his purpose, and you've been obedient to that purpose, because what you've told us about sounds like two or three lives, frankly. And God used you in such a great way like that. And you're not only being a national director one time, but being a national director twice of the same organization is really quite unique. So I think there is a reminder to all of our listeners today that God has purpose for us. He has reason for us to be here, and he does provide, he does protect. And it's providential what God will do. You're listening into Life Change today. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you and our good friend Jerry Tracer, who will be joining us one Friday a month with Bible study. Jerry, we're looking forward to having those Bible studies with you as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, after the national directorship, you came and joined me at a wonderful college. It's one of the oldest colleges in all of the country. Tell us about that.
Well, I was determined that I was not to go. I just felt I was to stay at National, and you said I'm going to announce it on Monday, and I still hadn't yielded over, and that was on Saturday. But that Saturday morning, I woke up and God made it very clear in a dream. And some people don't believe in that, but that's what God used to get me off dead center. And I called the chairman of the board of Children's Bible Mission and said, I have accepted the position at Davis, and you put me to work as chief operating officer. And I was there for 3.5 years and ran out of energy. But we saw the Lord do some phenomenal things there. I remember one time, and we may not have time to do this, but we had a big banquet to raise money, and a fellow came up to me the next day, and he said, I want to give $200,000. Whoa, that was just so refreshing to hear how God was providing for the needs there. And it was a wonderful experience, not only working with the staff, but also getting to know the students. And I just enjoyed that very, very much.
Here are some wonderful ministries you're hearing about today. You've heard about Children's Bible Mission, the national organization, as well as the program in Pennsylvania. You've heard about the Open Door Church, a great church in southern Pennsylvania. And of course, now about Davis College, one of the oldest Bible colleges in all of the country, now located in upstate New York. And we thank the Lord for all of these ministries, and Jerry's had a part in every one of them. We're just about out of time, Jerry. We have a couple minutes left, maybe a minute and a half left here. Maybe just give one final piece of advice you'd like to give to our listeners.
What comes to mind is keep your eye on the Lord. If we find ourselves not sure what we should do, someone said we need to look at the circumstances. We need to ask God to give us direction through the scriptures, godly counsel, prayer, and it's like lampposts. And when we get that all lined up and look and see just one lamppost in front of the other, a pretty good indication that that's what we are to do. But to seek the mind of the Lord, we don't have to understand all the details. God wants us to step out. And when we step out, he begins to work. But if we sit and do nothing, nothing happens. So I'm thrilled that God has seen fit to use me, and I trust for his honor and indeed for his glory.
And Jerry, you are the chairman of our foundation board as well. This is how this program comes out to so many people nowadays. You that are in Africa, we want to welcome you today to this wonderful time together of sharing. And of course, to the online programming and of the Buffalo Ministry with Mission Go. We're glad for many listeners with that. And of course, those with the Montrose Broadcasting Network. We welcome all of you. There are thousands and thousands of people that potentially can listen to this program, and we're so very thankful. Now, don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have our Bible studies here, the Life Change Daily programs. Monday through Thursday, I will continue to do the teaching as I've always done. On Fridays, we'll begin to have some specific people come on and share something on the Word of God and kind of a discussion that we have. You've been listening to Jerry Traister today, and Jerry will be one of those speakers. We have others that we are lining up to be a part of this Friday broadcast with us. So make sure you listen into Friday. I think it'll be a very unique approach as well. Here, what we're doing is that we're doing everything we can to reach out and bring the people to the Word of God and help people to grow their faith. Many of you know that our online college is now opening, and we're very delighted about that. And it will continue to be having classes 4 semesters a year. And if you're interested, please go to Dino Padrone Ministries, DINOPEDRONE Ministries, that's plural.com, and just simply click in where it says Padrone Ministry College, and all of the information is there. The faculty's listed, the board's listed, the classes are listed, the costs are listed. It's called a school without walls, and we want you to be a part of that. And we're training Christian school teachers as well, which is a very important part of what we want to get done. So thanks for looking in. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Join us Monday to Life Change Today.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.